This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. That was a weak bell.
I know. Something's a bell. There it is.
Yeah, oh, that was beautiful. That was a beautiful bell. That was not so good.
Yeah, it sounded wonky.
Stow it, Alice.
I have to replace it with my new hand siren.
Yes. Today, foggy this morning. Few showers developing during the afternoon. Thunder possible.
Yeah.
Thunder. High around 65 right now. It's cloudy and 54 in Sugartip. Dense fog advisory till 10.
Yeah, it's a little foggy. It's actually a lot foggy.
Yeah. Be nice now. Yeah, so...
So it's National Hat Day, too, by the way. So
National Hat Day?
We had three of us observed.
Oh, okay. Is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
But this morning, you need to wear your fog hat. and make sure you take a slow ride to work.
Take it easy.
That's well played.
Damn. I don't know the other words.
I think that's all there is, right?
Uh-huh.
Slow ride, take it easy.
God, yeah. Gene Simmons must have wrote that one.
There's no other words to it.
Uh-uh.
I mean, the fingers of Google will find them momentarily. But
yeah, I'm still trying to log into this damn piece of blank.
Uh-oh, I was close right there.
Wow.
I almost heard a blank or a blanker there.
Guys, I got a song. It's called I Want to Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day.
And that's it.
What's the message, though? What's the message? Is it one of those like double meanings that we need to kind of listen to several times to understand? I, not you, I want to rock and roll.
We're all about to feel stupid about Slow Ride.
Take it easy.
Yeah, well, Slow Ride, take it easy.
It's not by Fog Hat?
Well, yeah, it's by Fog Hat. But and Fatboy remember this from all the times watching Dazed and Confused. But I'm in the mood, the rhythm is right. You remember?
No.
Yeah, that's it. Move to the music, we can roll all night. Like
oh,
that.
Man, there were lyrics.
Yeah. I can hear them in my head now. And then it goes just that a couple times and Slow Ride, Take It Easy about 100 times.
Can hear them in my head. Do you hear things in other parts of your body ever?
Sometimes.
Put my foot up to your ear and listen to what's going on. They were barking yesterday.
Yeah. Sometimes I hear with my belly.
Yeah.
Like if I hear meat sizzling or something.
Yeah.
I hear that with my tummy.
Meat sizzling.
Okay. I was trying to think of another pun with the hats, but then we started going off on the lyrics and then movies, and then it's too early to be concentrating.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, we digress?
No, we don't have to digress.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to, without the use, we were talking about this the other day, Jamie. I'm trying to not use Google as much.
Okay.
Just to like... I mean, I won't sit there and rack my brain about something.
Rack it, my brain.
But like if it's something you know, you know.
If it's something that I know, I say, okay, I'm just going to think about it and not try to, because I think that with Google and Alexa and stuff, we get instant answers, but we're not retaining stuff.
Yeah.
At least that's how I'm feeling.
Well, how interested are we in a lot of the things we look up? You know, now we have this luxury of looking up stuff, and we're not necessarily all that interested in it. We don't really care. We're just looking it up because we had a thought, a fleeting thought, and then we'll look it up and satisfy that thought and then just move on, and it's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, but then when we have that conversation again in 4 or 5 years. We got to look it up again because you didn't remember Foghat.
Yeah. I'll never forget Foghat.
Yeah. Love to hear the story of how they came up with the name. But don't Google it.
I won't.
Try to remember.
I don't know it, so I can't remember some stuff I never knew.
Tapped out.
Back in my day, we used to have to wait for Hit Parader. We'd write a letter in the Hit Parader, and then they'd maybe print it and answer it.
Yep.
Nowadays, Alexa, how did Foghat get their name?
I'm looking now.
I was telling my Alexa to fart last night, and man, like, you ever done that?
No, see, I don't know all the hacks.
And it's not a hack. I just did it to be funny. Well, back during Christmas. And I say, Alexa, go to sleep, and she'll start. I said, Alexa, fart. And then the more I do it, the more, like, Nine would have been offended by it.
It was bad.
They sound funny as long as I have smell it.
Nine would have asked Alexa to go outside while she was doing it.
You got one of those new Alexas that actually, you know, has an aroma when it farts?
No.
Oh, well, see, they sound funny. I just don't want to bask in the aroma. I don't want to, like, just roll around in it.
Yeah.
There's got to be, like, a hot sheet of commands you could tell her. Because, you know, I got Sam Jackson on mine. Maybe he can do all those, too. But you have to ask her to ask him to do something.
You can make Sam Jackson fart?
I don't know.
Like, that's what I'd like to
ask
do.
Now. Yeah. Like, you can ask Sam Jackson for the weather.
Can we bring the one from the bathroom in here and play with it?
Maybe the one downstairs.
Okay.
The one in the bathroom's encased in some kind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a thermostat.
It's, it's behind Lucite. It's in a glass case.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Here's a did you know that 17 years ago today, our radio show began?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know 17 years ago we went on the radio for the first time? Yeah. So am I the only one that gives a damn or is excited about it? Everybody is just like.
I was listening to your song.
Yeah, I was still listening to you. I was
song was over.
Oh.
I was just continuing to sing because everybody's just looking like, oh, boy, it feels like it. It feels like 17 damn years.
Happy anniversary to us.
Happy anniversary to us.
It's good. And you can tune in this time tomorrow to hear us talk about how we're the only ones who realized what today was the anniversary of the show.
Yeah, I wanted to see if anybody else knew.
They don't.
Oh, should I have not said?
No, you should you can say it because they
Oh, you mean within the building?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Were you expecting an anniversary gift?
No.
Okay.
Well, you remember our tirade about Christmas bonuses?
Oh,
of course not.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah.
I'm just glad the fob worked this morning.
Wow. Yep.
Be honest. I mean, people will, you know, like, I'm sure Zenny and like, Looper, and I'm sure Bog Brown is going to send some edible arrangements or something.
Aw.
Some of our sponsors always do. It's incredible to me. Like, it's incredible that it is. Not that I'm surprised that we've lasted this long or that there's been continuity to it.
Boy, the people who hired us are.
but just like, you know, it's crazy. Like, when we first went on the air, man, like, check out this timeline. I graduated in 1993.
Yeah.
So the show began in 2003, thus 17 years ago.
Yeah.
My 10-year high school reunion was in October or November of that year, 2003. Mm-hmm. So 10-year anniversary. I was just hoping to keep the job until past the 10-year high school reunion just so I could go to the reunion. And when everybody's like, hey, what have you been up to? I didn't want to say, oh, well, I'm delivering pornography magazines now.
Yeah.
I have a route that I go down through Clinton and then come on back, cut around, go through Lawrence and Six Mile and all these different places. What do you do? I'm a lawyer. What about you? I'm an elder statesman. I don't know. Whatever they would have said.
Well, you wouldn't have been an elder statesman.
Whatever.
10 years out.
A younger statesman.
Yeah.
What about you, Matt?
Entry-level statesman.
I was like, oh, I could walk in, I'm on the radio. Just personal satisfaction and also to, you know, certain people I didn't like. I don't care if that's bad. A bunch of people, that's why they don't have reunions anymore, because they're scared that the nerds are going to come back and get all wacky and crazy.
Thought it was Facebook, weren't it?
Well, that too.
But, so how did
Classmates.com hates the hell out of Facebook.com.
Yeah. So how did that feel when you went to your 10-year reunion?
Didn't go.
Oh, okay.
I didn't go because I realized that the closer it came, and it was like, plus at that point, like year one of the show, you know, my paycheck actually said on the memo, diddly squat.
Yeah.
For the amount, diddly squat.
I remember them days.
And I was like, A, I'm not going to spend $50 a head to go hang out with these people, many I haven't talked to in 10 years. B, I had to go buy a suit that I don't own.
Yeah, I got invited to mine. And
so
I
didn't
quit.
Go.
Like, I didn't even graduate. Why?
But the motivation was, oh yeah, by the way, 10 days later, you're going to be a father. Like, in 10 days, my child will also be 17 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. 17 years. Not that, you're a father and, you have a six-month-old at that point. But, no, so you can go in there and tell people that you don't really care about that you now have a job.
Yeah.
And then the 20-year happened. I didn't go to that one either.
Well, hell, you can go to the 27th one this year.
Or the 25th. That's the one I didn't go to.
Oh, okay.
We'll do a 20, I don't think.
Do they
I think
do a 27th?
Like, we do 10, 25, 50, and then hundreds.
Oh, okay.
The 100-year anniversary is going to be the tease.
It will. But they don't do a 27th anniversary?
I don't guess so.
Dang it.
Uh-uh. But it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
And
not as crazy as the fact that in movies people fly places and travel to go to high school reunions.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but that's the, I was going to say something kind of crude, but it's true. Like, people from various places other than the South want to get the hell out as soon as they can.
Yeah.
We all just hang around here. So we see everybody at the grocery store and the bar and stuff. There's no need for a damn reunion.
Yeah. Yeah, there really isn't.
Not even, like, family reunions aren't even a thing anymore. At least with white people. We don't have family reunions anymore. I remember as a small child going to one in Royston, Georgia. It's the one where I was misled to eat goat.
Yeah.
Hey, like at barbecue, Matthew. It's good, Mama. Yeah. It's goat. Yeah.
First time I ever got fish hook stuck in my thumb real good was at a family reunion when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I remember playing putt-putt at some park in Georgia. Like some state park in Georgia at a family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Used to go to family reunions all the time.
But remember, Facebook.
Remember my cousin slamming his hand in the car door at a family reunion?
Was that the one that was trying to get disability?
He wasn't. It was so he was attacked. I heard it. Well, the story I heard was not true.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
You feel like it's been that long?
17 years?
Yeah.
By God, yeah.
Yeah. I do, and I wasn't around for the first.
It's crazy to think about where. Wait,
nine, probably.
Then versus. Man, a lot of stuff happens in 17 years, don't it? Wow.
Uh huh.
Whew.
Yeah.
I need to take a nap.
Yeah.
A lot of history.
Oh, man. You start thinking about everything that happened in those 17 years, and you start.
Like the clothes you were wearing.
Walking with a cane when I leave work today.
The clothes you were wearing then are like throwback clothes now.
Yeah.
And they're like cool again.
Yeah.
So it worked out.
Yeah,
well, mine are. Kept the same clothes.
I had like that 5XL mustard colored pocket tee. That ain't cool again.
Well, FUBU will be back eventually.
That's true.
You'll get it back. But thanks to all y'all that listened, especially the ones that have been around since year one, and a lot of people, certainly not because of our lack of marketing. That you may not have heard about the show that long ago, but if you support the show, we appreciate you. It's just crazy, like the year 2020. If I'd said, Jimmy, in 2003, we're still going to be doing this in 2020.
I wouldn't know that I'd be alive then.
I wouldn't have thought you would have been either.
I know.
These shows don't last. A lot of them break up.
Yeah, they do.
Kevin and Bean just broke up. Yeah. A lot of them.
If we make it 20 years, we've done something.
We'll say
we already have.
We got a contract for 4.5 more.
That's true. Yeah.
We'll be here through at least 2024 and a half.
Yeah.
It's just odd that, like when you have your identity as a group and then somebody drops off, some people just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got to be a weird feeling.
Well, there was a lot of turnover the first few years of the show.
Yeah, somebody was asking who all,
Yeah.
This was the incarnation from day one.
Remember all the different part-timers and assistant producer types we had?
Yeah.
That's several of them the first few years.
Yeah. Well, it was only the...
Ain't got none now.
The five-year anniversary of the show was a big deal.
It was.
Within the company. We did like a whole... Remember we found a kid that had been born on that day?
Yeah.
And had him in and gave him all these prizes and stuff. And he was like 5 years old. Well, we should check in with him now. Oh, we don't have his info anymore, probably.
Yeah.
Or we had all the former interns and stuff come in and all that. But truly, the only reason I remember it, the date specifically, is because of my kid's birthday. Like, that's really why I remember it.
Well, yeah, you got to think that, I mean, like, that's got to be, I mean, that's got to be hell to you in a way to think about. You've been doing this show her entire life.
Uh-huh.
And she's about a grown woman.
Yeah. Oh, come on now.
She's just about grown, man.
I was like, I got 10 days going to be a dad bits. Yeah. I got 10 days to do, oh, I'm going to be a dad soon bits. You know?
Yeah, you did.
So that's why I remember. I would have remembered, oh, yeah, we've been on the air for 17 years, but not this specific date. So it's wild.
God, it felt weird when I first got hired full time, because I was used to being out of town working all the time.
The paycheck didn't look like a full time one.
Well, while working at 6-7 p.m.
Yeah,
sweating, you got like PVC glue all over you, and then you walk out of the parking lot at 11:30, and you're done for the day.
Oh yeah, man,
it was a hard adjustment. I was like,
but a good one though.
Yeah, a good one, but like, what do you do?
Like I'm the this isn't some kind of boasting thing, because my grandpa would probably be ashamed of what I do for a living, my dad's dad, but you know, everybody prior to me on my dad's side of the family always had like 40 plus hour jobs, and I mean like in places you didn't want to work, like in mills and on not that you didn't want to work, but I'm talking about hard ass labor. Where, you know, part of those folks would work in a mill that, again, they didn't get real money. They got script where they could only spend it in the stores. And so I'm saying like...
Son, I spent 20 years making asbestos.
Man's work.
Yeah, my grandpa did.
Yeah.
Damn building.
Yeah.
But that right there is awesome. But it's incredible to think that it's been this long. And it's very, very... I have a lot of gratitude about... today and in the whole situation. I really do.
Well, you're definitely a success story in your family.
You are.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Not in mine.
Of course you are.
Not in your, yeah, but I'm but not, yeah. You
understand. I'm kind of the same way. It's not to my face. It's kind of like they say my son's so talented and he's on the radio, right?
You're saying that in my words.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, but then you're not a doctor or a lawyer, you know.
Well, they knew better than that. I was the one talking into the TV thinking my friends who were also watching the same television show would be able to hear me. So I kind of, you know, invented TV radio.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Is there anybody from shows past you wonder about or want to reconnect with?
Yes. I mean, over Christmas, I started writing a running list. Tina Angry Tina.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Jade, who was one of the first TNCs when she found out that her husband was cheating on her with a man.
That was 17 years ago.
Broke down like crazy.
Sweet
on
lady.
Air. So I was thinking about her. Yeah. Make a note. Come back to this later, because we got to get into some other stuff. You know, we got to do headlines and sports and all that. But, again, thank you to everybody who has listened and followed and, you know, followed us on social media. Do as we say, not as we do.
Please.
But we sure do appreciate you. And here's to 4.5 years more.
At least.
At least.
At least.
At least.
That long.
At least. Today is Wednesday. Jimmy Jack Jackie, your best damn audio will be revealed later.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, it's not. You know what? Not a musical best damn audio this time.
No.
I mean, there is a musical, but not like a song. A musical.
Yeah.
A literal musical.
Okay. Cop Rock is coming, is being rebooted. Cop Rock?
No, there is a cop clip, though.
You remember Cop Rock?
Yeah, it was a Botchko show. It was pretty good.
Yeah, there is a cop clip.
The criminals would start rapping and breakdancing behind bars. That was wonderful.
Yep. I have a cop. I have a fart. I have something from your childhood.
Ooh.
Cop fire.
And then I got a bunch of junk.
You remember the song from Roll Call? Be safe out there today.
Mm-mm. When I say junk, I mean literal twigs and berries.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Wow. And, of course, a lot of phones, and we'll revisit the 17-year lineage of the Rise Guys. But in the meantime, you can call us at any point, 1-800-774-0093. You can text us. That's the CVM text line, 72341.
Yeah, you can get our social media, facebook.com/RiseGuys, at the Rise Guys on Instagram, at the Rise Guys on Twitter as well.
I pause there to let you interject that because I feel like I'm talking too much at that point.
No, I'm happy to help out, man, anytime.
Also, the P1 payoff.
Yes.
Starts back up at 8 a.m.
$1,000 a day. You'll get the first keyword from Fatboy at 8 a.m. Text it to 72881.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the CVM text line,
which is 72341.
Yeah. Money winning 72881.
Hell yeah.
Talk to us, 72341.
Yes, yes, yes. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
All right, I'm going to make you think for a bit. There's a petition to get the original MTV VJs inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But here's the question. Have we ever inducted non-performers in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll. Have we ever done that? You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
That's interesting because we're going to blur the line. Then let's blur it.
Yeah.
And those people, although I don't know that I can remember all their names, but I can see their faces. They were very, very important to rock and roll music.
Uh-huh.
And music in general in the 80s and 90s, and then it fell off. All right, we'll find out about Kurt Loder and others next in Rise Guys Headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, let's talk about MTV. And the network had a huge cultural impact on rock music and young people in the 80s. So now there's a petition going around demanding that the five original MTV VJs be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So Kurt Loder wasn't a VJ, was he, though, technically?
MTV News.
He was at MTV News.
Can you name him?
Nina Blackwood, I remember.
Martha Quinn.
Martha Quinn.
Alan Hunter.
Chris Conley?
No.
No. He was an MTV News guy.
Mark Goodman, remember him?
Goodman, yeah.
Yeah. J.J. Jackson.
Who was the one that had the real bad space between his teeth? And he had, like, piercing eyes? Looked like Kevin Bacon with a real bad...
Oh, he looked like Flea, kind of.
Yeah.
John Norris, is that his name?
John Norris.
Yeah, it was John Norris.
Maybe
not
an original, though.
I remember him from the MTV News, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Serena Altschul.
Fab Five Freddy? No.
Serena was fine. Serena Altschul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caduce?
Did we name them all?
You named the big ones, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, and you're wondering, has this ever been done before? Has anybody who's a non-performer been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Probably, yes. There has to be a songwriter or like a tour manager. Or who was the guy with the Beatles? George, the other guy.
Yeah.
George. Well, not George Harrison, the studio guy.
All right, so here's...
I'll look it up.
Pete Best?
Here's what
That's
we
the drummer.
Have. Alan Freed and Dick Clark have been inducted. And they're non-performers, but they are legends in themselves.
Brian Epstein, that's who it
was.
Epstein, what?
George
what?
Brian Epstein.
It's a sweat hog.
Yes, thank you, Jimmy.
That boy's got me looking at pictures of Serena Altschul now.
So do they go in separately, or would they go in, like, together? Like how, you know, a tag team would go in, or the Four Horsemen was actually five people went in the Hall of Fame in wrestling.
Just the originals? I mean, no Downtown Julie Brown, no Daisy Fuentes?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many of them that should, I mean, maybe the whole encompassing the whole MTV VJ should be honored, maybe.
No other Julie Brown?
Yeah, but but you wouldn't, it wouldn't be a popular vote thing like the inductees with music, do you think? I mean...
I don't know. I mean,
because what if you know Mark Goodman makes it in and then Nina Blackwood doesn't? I mean,
she'd make it in before he would.
You think? Well, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. What? How would you? I think it would be like an honorary induction into the Rock and Roll Hall.
It could open the door for like radio people to go in.
Yeah.
I mean, we never would, but it's somebody good. Well, Dick Clark's already in, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to put them in together.
God, so that would mean, like, eventually Seacrest would go in then, somewhat.
Yeah. Because
he took over for Dick Clark. Yeah. Steve Harvey going in. Show me Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Is that, Carson Daly would have to go in at some point, then.
Yeah.
Because he was the blank when TRL was huge in the late 90s.
Yeah, I think that might have been his idea.
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy I'm forgetting? Dan Cortez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from Grind or whatever.
Just thought of it.
Or what was he? What did he do?
He was the MTV workout guy.
Grind, right?
God. I sat there on the couch and watched
it. Oh, yeah, you did.
I was watching the women in the high-cut bikinis.
You know who else was fine on MTV back in the 90s?
Who was fine?
Fine. Ananda Lewis.
Oh, God. I Dallas, too?
Yeah.
I looked her up, and she's married to Will Smith's brother, Harry Smith.
Harry Smith.
I didn't know Will Smith had a brother.
Neither.
William and Harry.
You watch Grind and then Singled Out?
Oh, Singled Out was good, man.
And the other Dr. Dre?
Dude,
the big fat Dr. Dre.
Yeah, with Fat Five Freddy.
On Yo MTV Raps.
Yo MTV
Raps.
Yes. Yeah.
Back
Flav.
In the day.
Flav.
So much fun.
Man, I used to watch Road Rules. I never watched Real World, but I love Road Rules for some reason.
You never watched Real World?
I just said that.
No, but I'm just saying.
No.
All right.
I watched the first couple seasons.
I've only seen clips of Puck.
Yeah.
Huh.
You don't know what all the Puck's about.
I'm going to say clips of Pick, but clips of Puck. I'm just kidding. Dangerous talking.
Be careful.
I say yes then.
Yeah.
But they you can't do them out individually. Either that or you'd go do another wing of it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, who gives a crap? Do they get a ring for that like wrestlers do?
Yeah, a ring.
A Hall of Fame ring?
They should.
Like that in Canton, you get a ring, right? Or just a jacket?
Yeah, I don't know if you get a ring. I think it's just the jacket and the bust.
I would want a ring. I would want to be able to wear it every day. You wouldn't want to wear the gold jacket around. Or like, you think Arnold Palmer wore a green jacket around when he just went to hang out at church or whatever? Oh, is that the master's jacket? Well, damn right it is.
Wouldn't you wear it everywhere?
I'd want to. That's what I'm saying. I'd want a ring or like a nice medallion.
Yeah, show it off.
Something lots simple like John Cena used to wear.
Lots of diamonds and pearls.
Yes, it says Radio Hall of Famer on it.
Oh.
Kiss it now.
I remember asking Gabe Kapler if he wears his ring. He's like, no, that looks stupid because it's huge.
Yeah, it's a massive ring.
Well, you're asking. Yeah, well, yeah, but the WWE ring is like a signet ring with like it's not overboard. It's not encrusted with diamonds and stuff. They give them away to the wrestlers, obviously.
You got to see Mr. Slaughter's. Ricky Morton won't take his off.
Really?
He'll show you his hand.
But yeah. But you know how, like, we've talked about this. I've pointed out, like, when a woman gets engaged, every picture she's laying her hand flat on her leg so you can see the ring.
Yes.
Ricky Morton in every picture now does a fist in the air, like, you know, like a punching fist, and he's got it right where you can read it.
Yeah.
WWE Hall of Famer.
He's now, proud.
There are.
I would be, too.
There are lots of NFL, or Pro Football Hall of Fame, rather, apparently does have rings.
Oh,
I'm looking
good
at Michael Strahan's and Jerry Jones's. But I don't see any Major League Baseball Hall of Fame rings. Not a one.
Yeah, I know that's not a thing.
Not a one.
You just get the bust.
And you get don't they get a jacket too? Or just the bust?
I think just the bust and then postcards.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
You get the postcards.
All right.
Well, they get the plaques though, right?
Do we know it real the plaques. Yeah. Have any WWE Hall of Fame rings made it to the black market? Anybody you know that or that's been documented that fell on some hard times. Some hard times, Daddy, and had to sell their rings.
I don't know.
I'd love to find out.
Well, I don't know. Flair's got two, right? So he could part with one.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah, I don't see him wearing both of them, do I?
No.
Wondrous Wendy's wearing the other one, I bet.
One out of 10.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Thank you to Rocker Bells. Fat Boy, what is going on in the sports hole?
Shocking news coming out of Charlotte as to the Carolina Panthers that broke last night.
They had two stories yesterday, right?
If there's one as big as that, then...
No, nothing big as that. No.
Yeah. I don't know. We may have to huddle together.
Oh, okay.
Ho-ho!
See what you got.
Bring the band back together.
We got some audio. The greatest player, I'll say, in the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
Easily.
I agree with that.
Retiring.
Kerry Collins.
He's busy buying bull semen.
Okay. We'll find out the big change. We'll all act like we don't know what it is. Next, your Rise Guys Sports. Morning, everybody. Season 17.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Got a couple of breaking news fronts when it comes to the Carolina Panthers. We'll get to the other one shortly, but the big one yesterday. Luke Kuechly retiring from the NFL. Walking away. 28 years old, I believe he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him. What's his net worth?
I don't know. He was in the he was in the middle of a pretty big deal.
Will he keep his home security system?
That's a good question.
I bet he will.
Will Pepsi still take care of him?
I saw a list of guys that left around his age. Patrick Willis, Gronk.
Jim Brown.
Of course, Chris Bolin. Back with the Niners, only played 1 year.
Yeah, Niner.
I got some audio from Luke. He posted a video. Here's a brief portion.
It's hard, but I hope to, you know, still be involved in some way. And the biggest thing at this point now is to thank the people that have helped me get me there, from the coaches and the players, to Coach Rivera, to Marty, to Mr. Richardson for bringing me in, and now Mr. Tepper now. This decision has nothing to do with new coaches and Coach Rule. He's going to do a fantastic job. His track record's proven. But for me, now is the right opportunity to move in a different direction. And, you know, there's only one way to play this game since I was a little kid is to play fast and play physical and play strong. And at this point, I don't know if I'm able to do that anymore. And that's the part that is the most difficult is I still want to play, but I don't think it's the right decision.
He's had a lot of concussions.
Aww.
It sounds like it. He sounds like he's a little slurry. You know who truly it sounds like? I just realized it sounds like Troy Aikman.
Troy. Oh, Joe. Luke Kuechly's the best at his position, but he plays wide ass open.
That's why he's had so many concussions. Usually it's him running into somebody and he gets up kind of concussed.
I mean, sideline to sideline, he's lateral.
Yeah, he's been great, but yeah, I mean, you've seen the concussions over the years, a bunch of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's got to factor in that he wouldn't really say why he can't play like he could anymore.
Maybe he doesn't like the new coach.
Yeah, I mean, it was right after, Rivera, he stayed to the end of the year, and now he's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
That probably played a part.
Maybe he – oh, yeah, remember how I said that the new coach – what's it, Rule? He comes in, and he doesn't have time to meet with the team, only Cam. And I said some of the other leaders on the team might resent that. And you know what? You can suck his keek. That's what he said on Twitter.
He wouldn't say that. He's a polite young man.
No, I was thinking of the Chili Peppers song.
He seems like he'd be a boring guy.
He seems... I'm not going to say anything. I don't think so. You may hear this. Seems dull.
He does. He's like, he'd just be, I mean, boring. Like Sting, one of our favorite wrestlers. Boring as hell.
He's got that, like, you know, persona out there. But if you watch the Amazon show where they follow the Panthers for a season, you kind of see a little glimpse of maybe who he is. I don't know, man.
Where's he from?
Cincinnati.
Hmm. He looks like he's from a dairy farm.
He's a big boy.
Mm-hmm. He looks like thick Superman. If they ever do like a universe of Superman where he's like really athletic, kind of dull.
Yeah.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's super keek.
But he does have that Clark Kent kind of look to him.
Keeky, yeah.
And the Panthers announced that Brady from LSU.
Joe.
Is going to be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Say, like Burrow, he was one and done in Louisiana.
Yeah, man.
I got to replace the quarterback. I got to replace the coach.
Joes don't stick around Baton Rouge.
They don't.
Will Coach O go to Disneyland?
Probably World.
World, yeah. Probably.
I don't know. God, I hope so.
Dollywood.
I don't know where the ears and where to ride. Going to Alamo.
He might be a Dollywood kind of fella.
I'm a big fan of the Alamo ever since I saw Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
He's trying to go to Opryland, USA. He's going to be mad when he finds out it's a resort now.
Ready to go to Galaxy's Edge and everything. Yeah. So the Panthers, look, they're going to be a high-octane offense next year. So Cam Newton's not 100%.
He ain't coming healed. Back.
Well, he has to. They're bringing him back. They can't trade him, and his number's like $18 million.
His only option is to retire.
Yeah. You think he'll retire? Man?
No, I don't think he'll retire. But, I don't know. Something's off there. It could have been with Riverboat Ron, and we didn't know.
Yeah.
He was just very disconnected from the team, and the team was disconnected from Cam.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the hole, man. I got to slide up out of here.
All right, that's the hole. We'll take a break. When we come back, again, if you missed it earlier, today is Season 17, episode 1. Yeah, it sounds better. Because if you say, well, we've been on the radio for 17 years, it's like, good God, season 17, episode 1, then it sounds more uniform and kind of cooler.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. Season 17.
Season 17. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
They're freaking hysterical.
They're absurdly silly.
All the crew is really funny.
The Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3.
The Play. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.